If you've wanted to get in shape but don't have time to get to the gym, Echelon brings the gym home. When you're trying to reach your fitness goals, it can really help to have world-class instructors like Nicole Griffin and Michael Brown, choreographing classes with music from your favorite artists, and you get a community of hundreds of thousands of people that can give you that extra push. Echelon gives you that. Echelon is the affordable way to get the workout equipment, the workout community, and the instructor's motivation right in the comfort of your own home. Echelon's fitness app provides you thousands of live and on-demand classes with great music from your favorite artists like Pitbull and many more. With Echelon, you can work out anytime, day or night, and crush your fitness goals. Just pick your class, climb the leaderboard, cheer each other on, and give it your all. And right now, for a limited time, podcast listeners can get up to $800 off MSRP. To get this exclusive podcast discount, text FANTASY to 818181. Text FANTASY to 818181 to get up to $800 off MSRP. Text FANTASY to 818181. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. The Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Right into your ear hole. Holes.
I was going to say just one of them. We're not coming in stereo anymore.
You might have one earbud in.
We switched to mono.
Okay.
That's the future.
If you've got a right earbud in, you're hearing nothing. That's what happened.
Well, they don't know what you're saying, Mike.
Oh, they're a paradox.
It is December 1st.
Oh, it's Christmas for the rest of you. Fantastic. It's been Christmas for a month over here, but welcome to the party. It is the most glorious month of the year, as proven by the Spitballers podcast, where we drafted months, and December was not only the first one drafted, but the clear vote-getting poll winner.
It is Christmas time here.
That's the proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
Majority rule.
Science.
I think I shared some Instagram of my like Christmas lights or something, and then all of the people that live in states where it snows just make fun of you thinking it's Christmas without snow.
Oh, sure.
But we never have snow. No. Therefore, that's never been associated with Christmas for us.
And yeah, we're not dreaming of a white Christmas.
We just set a record for the most 80-degree days in November.
That's
right.
Did
you know that?
Oh, I did not. I mean,
I'm sorry. I meant to call it No Loss November.
Like,
did I not
correct
that?
Oh, is that a Phoenix Suns reference?
It was.
Yeah. Excellent. I've heard good things about snow. Like, it can be fun on Christmas that you have the, like, oh, it's so majestic. The light reflects off of the snow. And then it just turns into, like, a brown slush. Is
yeah.
kind of what I've heard. Brooks, as the resident snow expert.
Have you had a brown slush Christmas before?
Yep, and it's cold and terrible.
I mean, you come from the coldest place on earth, I think, Michigan. And you have never regretted sunny Christmases?
Nah. If I could look outside and see the snow and that's it, that'd be cool.
It's funny to think
about. It is more picturesque,
that.
No doubt.
It is certainly the picture of Christmas. But it is funny to think, you know, every year my kids get like ride-on toys, you know, bikes and
right.
rollerblades. It's like, go rollerblade in the snow.
That's an interesting question.
You can't do it, Mike.
Well, okay. That solves riddle number one. but like... I mean, I've never thought about this. Up north or just in colder
They're
places.
They're roller skis up there, Jay.
Are they giving just far more winter activity type of gear than compared to us?
Probably less golf clubs for Christmas up in the Great White North.
But when do you get your golf clubs then?
4th of July
Let's hope
parties?
You've got
I don't
summer
know.
Summer birthday.
Yeah. We don't know nothing about them cold places. Welcome into the show. We've got a lot on today's episode. Some news to talk about. Buy or sell. We've got a Thursday night preview. Should be an interesting game this Thursday. Hopefully not a stinker all alone on the island game. Mm. And the Mega Bowl playoffs are underway. Jason, you wanted to give a little update on the Mega Bowl.
Yeah, so if because we've had some questions of, you know, how are these playoffs working? We've already finished week one of the playoffs. So if you were top three in your league at the end of last week, then you are already in the playoffs. You might not even know if you won or lost in round one. The top 50% of scorers move on every week from here on out until championship week. All you have to do is go to megalobowl.com. That will show the leaderboard. That's where the scoring is. It doesn't matter in the Sleeper app what your matchup is. Just put your best lineup in, score the most points. And if you want to check out how you did, how you're doing, did you move on, did you make the cut, we're down to the elite, you just go to megalobowl.com and check the leaderboard there. And yes, I am into round two personally.
With so many people in the playoffs, there is heartbreak as well, is there not? I mean, we've had some people lose out on moving on by like 0.2 points.
Yep. I'm sorry for
probably
your
Mike.
Loss.
I mean, I don't know if he's in it, but if he is, he certainly didn't make it through.
You think I made the playoffs?
Okay, that's a good
not
point.
Not this year.
We've got Spotify Green Room this afternoon as well.
Oh, the party room.
It's always a good time. Mm-hmm. That's what, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
4 p.m. Mountain.
Thank you, Mike.
And that would make it 5 Central. I believe.
Yeah. Let's get them all covered.
We don't have snow. We don't have daylight savings. But we're glad you're tuning in. Let's move on.
Buy or Sell, presented by Pristine Auction.
All right, let's go into week 13. Buy or sell Lamar Jackson. Is he a top five quarterback against Pittsburgh? Mike is the authority on all things Lamar Jackson. He has not hit that mark on the road at all in 2021, a top five quarterback. Pittsburgh, T.J. Watt just got added to the COVID list. I don't know if we have an update there. They certainly didn't do what we thought they'd do when they got back some of their defensive players. They
correct.
Got absolutely boat raced by Joe Mixon and company. So Lamar, top five in Pittsburgh. What do you think?
I'll jump in here first, and I'm going to go to a lot of analysis, scientific backings, and it's the fact that I don't actually need Lamar Jackson to do anything productive for my team anymore because I'm already dead. So you're darn right he'll be a top five this week because it doesn't matter for me.
As
it's all about me.
As silly as that is, you're probably right. That being said, I'm going to use the analysis side. He's only been top five three times on the season. Pittsburgh, while off a bad game, is a good team, a well-coached team, a good defense. So I don't think he hits the mark of top five this week. I will sell.
I'm going to sell it as well. We were looking at the standings yesterday, and obviously Baltimore is... they're there, and they've done it in a way where I don't think anybody's looking at Baltimore and saying they're dominant, right?
Right. Yeah, they don't feel like the powerhouse that they have been in the past.
And I think it speaks highly to what Lamar's been able to do. He's brought them back. There's been a number of games they've won where I think mentally you counted them as losses.
Yeah, right? For sure. I would personally say Lamar Jackson is the MVP if the season was over right now.
So, Mike, you bought it?
That is correct.
And then we sold. Okay. And then David Montgomery, is he a top five running back against Arizona?
Top 15.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Top 15 running back against Arizona. Buy, sell. Has not hit double-digit fantasy points since returning. The RB28 in back-to-back weeks. What's going on?
Yeah, he's certainly getting the work. 95% of snaps, 85% of snaps, 84% of snaps. Those are phenomenal numbers for a running back. I think he's talented. I think he's going to get the opportunity. The running back 15 is a line that I feel like he should beat. That being said, very difficult matchup against Arizona. They're number three against the run. When you consider his stretch of being outside the top 20 and the poor matchup, I'm going to sadly sell. I will say David Montgomery is just outside the top 15 running backs this week.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say he's going to get in there as well. I don't know what's going on. All the reasons Jason highlighted, I will sell it as well.
I will sell as well.
Hunter Renfrow. He's been a top 14 wide receiver in three of the past 4 weeks. Buy or sell Hunter Renfrow as a top 20 wide receiver against the Washington football team.
Man, Hunter Renfrow. He's a top 24 wide receiver on the season. The targets are very safe. They haven't really shifted, seismically since Henry Ruggs has departed from the team. But you also have a potential issue with Darren Waller. He's got the IT band injury, him being out. That could lead to an extra, two targets and take him over that 10 threshold, which he somehow hasn't hit. He's flirted with it many times, but just hasn't surpassed it. And the Washington matchup, I still think, remains good for wide receivers, despite what Russ and company did this past week. So I'm going to buy Renfrow will hit that mark.
Yeah, to speak to that, the Washington defense is very interesting to me because they were so horrifically bad to start the year. You targeted them, and that was a surprise, right? They were supposed to be good. They have good personnel.
Right.
And then they stunk. They've actually been pretty good. If you look at, on the course of the season, they're a top five matchup for wide receivers as far as like a bottom five quality defense. But over the last 5 weeks, they're actually the fifth best against wide receivers. They've been locking them down, but then it's like, okay.
Factor in those matchups.
Exactly. Carolina with Cam Newton and Russell Wilson with the broken hand. But I think that Washington is a good defense at this point. I'm going to sell the top 20.
I would have sold top 15. I'm going to buy top 20. I think he'll PPR his way there. That was Buy or Sell from our friends at Pristine Auction. Go to pristineauction.com. Use the code BALLERS. Use the code BALLERS.
BALLERS.
And you'll get a $10 credit.
Sorry, I had to make sure that Hunter Renfrow in my rankings reflected my thoughts. So I
also
moving them up.
I think when we use PPR as a verb, it feels inappropriate.
Right.
When Hunter Renfrow PPRs his way to a top 20, it really feels like he's just letting loose right on the field. He's peeing everywhere.
Yeah, it's because PPR said that way sounds like pee-pee.
Right.
He's going to pee-pee. Or like pooper.
Right, either one.
I mean, it
either
could go
one.
Either way.
Gosh. Yeah, drop chow. let's go, Renfrow. Also,
let's go, Renfrow.
Can I use this moment to just say how much I love Hunter Renfrow?
You
sure.
Do?
Yeah,
he is so much fun to watch play. He plays like the kid that's all heart. He's not afraid. He goes right across the middle, and he will take a helmet in the face and pop up and keep playing.
He is by far my favorite tax accountant wide receiver.
Yeah, yes. It just I love Hunter Renfrow.
I had to get you to do the low voice ballers, Mike, with mm-hmm. because I saw a review of the show.
Oh.
And they said they really enjoy it, but their favorite part of the show, which is you echoing ballers, hasn't been around for a while.
Oh.
Which clearly you weren't ready. I mean, you're a little out of practice.
I apologize. I was, working.
Yeah, I know.
Not that this isn't working, but I was working inside of the work, which distracted me from the work.
Let's do some news.
News and notes from around the league, presented by Sleeper.
Daniel Jones dealing with a neck strain, unlikely to play against Miami. The defense in Miami has been outstanding of late. I mean, they're in the playoff picture. They're battling.
Sure.
And Mike Glennon will start.
Did someone say a neck strain?
That is funny when you strain a neck and then Mike Glennon comes in. No.
That's because he's got a stronger longer.
It's very strong.
If you strained that neck, his head would be able to touch the ground while standing.
Well, hopefully he can keep it tight and right.
Keep it upright.
He hasn't won in the NFL since 2017.
No, what?
So I think Miami's a good play.
Oh,
absolutely. The question that I have is Saquon Barkley, who is involved and I think down the stretch run will be important for fantasy playoffs. This isn't helpful, right? This isn't good to get the backup quarterback in for your running game.
No, it's not. And Barkley hasn't been good for fantasy yet, so it's scary. Sean Payton was not ready to name Taysom Hill the starter
Oh, Sean Payton.
It's a Thursday game.
You rascal.
The foot has been a problem. So, you know, when people were worried about, what are you doing? How can you pay him? Like, it's been injury, right? Like, Sean Payton's not dumb. So you have this weapon that you've not been using whatsoever. He's been there as a backup, but not on the field. But we might not see him Thursday.
Yeah, Sean Payton is certainly not dumb, but he is a magician. He's just not the budget variety.
Right.
He's
a Copperfield.
Absolutely. Oh, man, do I love David Copperfield.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, David Copperfield's the man.
I only know the name. I don't know what he does.
Anything he wants, Mike. Made a deal with the devil.
Does he make like the Statue of Liberty yes. disappear stuff?
That was him.
Okay.
Now he doesn't. He doesn't practice anymore.
Does he? No, he
does.
Is,
he still perform?
Yeah, he's in Vegas right now.
I laughed because I said practice, and it seemed like he was a doctor of some sort. But he's in Vegas. He's got to be like 200, 300 years old.
He doesn't age because magic. but the point is here: Sean Payton will usually do everything you know that he can do to keep the opponent from having information. Like even last year when it was the Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, that was right down to the wire. He wouldn't say, he's being asked. So it's like, I don't trust that it's a foot. I think that they're using the foot. I still think Taysom Hill.
He didn't go magician the last 2 weeks with Trevor Siemian at quarterback. He could have done that. Could have unlocked the advantage that Matt Nagy has, you know, conveyed into victories.
Or was that all part of the plan?
Oh, man.
Setting up the joke.
Mm-hmm. He is hurt, and it is a pain tolerance injury for Taysom Hill.
Mike, you made him your streamer.
Yeah. Well, at the time, didn't realize how bad the foot injury was. So we will see. The point of the stream is if Taysom Hill is good enough to play football, then I would play him for fantasy.
And jumping in real quick, Ian Rappaport did say this morning that. If the foot holds up today in practice, they're likely starting him.
Okay.
That's good.
There you go. And we had Kareem Hunt injury update, expected to be fine despite being held out the final drive in the Ravens game. Jerick McKinnon was placed on IR. So Clyde and Darrell and I guess Gore as the running back room. And what else do we have? Some big names we're monitoring for injury reports and practices today. Pay attention to Kyler and Hopkins, whether they're back. We hope so. Did you see Kyler tweeted some Thanos?
We believe that was because of Lincoln Riley.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Moving colleges.
Do you follow this, the Cliff Kingsbury to Oklahoma hype?
Yes.
I'm worried.
You're worried?
I'm worried because I know that the Cardinals can't pay him what Oklahoma will. And we've already seen that house, my friend.
He's in debt?
No, he's... No, I don't think he's in debt. But his contract's coming up, and the Cardinals, they're going to redo the deal for Cliff, no matter what, after this season. And maybe they pay him $10 million a year. But I think Oklahoma can do better, and I'm not sure.
Maybe.
He was not decisive in his answer.
I think that Clifford likes the attention.
Okay. Clifford?
Yes. When you
please tell me that's his Clifford with a K?
Oh, goodness.
Is that
gracious.
His full name?
When you pull that nonsense, you are the head coach of a number one seeded NFL. Well, I guess maybe it's Green Bay. Green Bay may have passes. Whatever. An NFL team with a 9-2 record that is headed into the playoffs, and you get asked about a demotion because moving to college is a demotion, professionally speaking.
I don't know if Nick Saban would agree with you.
I think there
are certain jobs in the
I bet if you ask Nick Saban, we could immediately flip this and you would have Bill Belichick's resume. And you wouldn't have all the college championships, you would have Super Bowls. Maybe out loud he would say, no, I would not do that. But in his heart, he would trade those for Super Bowl wins.
Cardinals are the one seed.
So right to now. Me, it's a demotion.
I wasn't going
to
let that slide either. No. Andy, thank you.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure that.
What's better,
9-2
or 9-3 is the real question.
Oh, I would prefer to be 9-2. Yeah.
But he wanted the attention because he's not going to a college after this success.
You're probably right, especially being connected to Kyler. I imagine that would be tough.
It's not much money.
But he will. He's
going
to make a lot of money. He's going to get a new deal, and he's going to make a lot of money in Arizona. Justin Fields, Antonio Brown, Miles Sanders. We'll keep an eye on them. You know, Antonio Brown rumored to be back this week. That was today's News and Notes brought to you by Sleeper, the leader in breaking news alerts. Download the Sleeper app. Join their breaking alerts channel. It is faster than every other source.
And before we move into the mailbag, I want to thank today's sponsor, SeatGeek.
Oh.
Jason.
Oh.
Did you know that your butt has a favorite app?
Yes, I did.
That's right. It is SeatGeek. This is where you go to get your tickets. We have used SeatGeek for years.
Dude, my butt was in a seat last night.
It was. You were.
I'm a little tired.
You were at the Suns game. How'd that go?
Very well. It went very well for the Suns.
So that's a win?
That's a W.
Over loser Warriors?
Oh, man.
They're both 18-3. I'm going to give them their due.
Look, they're both good, but one of them is much better than the other. And SeatGeek, if you want to go to a game like that, SeatGeek is how you can do it. It is so beloved by butts everywhere.
Yeah.
They've made it the highest rated ticketing app. Concerts, baseball, basketball, football. I mean, wherever you want to go, SeatGeek can get you there, and they make it really easy. They rate tickets from 0 to 10 to make sure that you're getting a good deal. Green is good, red is bad. Very simple. And you can get $20 off your first purchase with the promo code footballers at SeatGeek.com or on the SeatGeek app. That's promo code footballers for $20 off your first SeatGeek order. SeatGeek, get your seat in a seat. Download the app today.
We want to thank Wealthfront for supporting the show. Maybe you followed the stonk craze. Maybe you...
Stonk, stonk.
You had rocket ships and memes and day trading. And well, look, that's not how you generally grow long-term wealth. What you need to do is open up a Wealthfront investment account. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. Are you the 1%?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. The odds are not in your favor. But investing, look, it's a complicated world. You could be a beginner or you could be an experienced investor, but Wealthfront makes it easy because they have the right tools for your portfolio. They create a portfolio of globally diversified low-cost index funds personalized for you. And they do it in minutes, and they are trusted. With over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/footballers. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you to get your $5,000 managed for free for life. Go to wealthfront.com/footballers. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/footballers to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/footballers and get started today.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Yeah. It may be hard for the listeners of this podcast to believe this.
What?
But I do try to be fair and balanced despite the side comments on the Cardinals or Suns or the, you know, sure. We're from Arizona. But in the last 2 days, Mike has done no such thing on this show. Entirely unabashed.
Oh, yeah.
No regard for human life. Riding the high of being the number one NBA and number one NFL team in America.
And so I'll follow up that, yes, I do remain balanced and objective when it comes to the Cardinals and fantasy football. But the Phoenix Suns, heck no, get that crap out of here. This isn't a basketball analysis show. We are the Suns, and we are better than you right now.
Hmm. Jason, any thoughts on the...
I'll just say I love it. That's that's pretty much it. I just love it. It's really fun to finally... This is like my boy Jason childhood dream of right. having the Cardinals and the Suns be great at the same time, which here's the thing,
that's
listeners.
That's why Kyle's moving here.
Yes. Look, Fookland, if you're unaware... We've spent the large majority of our lives sucking. So, you know, it's like, oh, act like you've been there. But we haven't. Look, so,
last thing I'll say to the Warriors is, did your best player play the whole game? Because ours didn't.
I don't think theirs did either.
Oh.
Mikal Bridges saw to that, baby.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're going to do fantasy football questions all right, now. All right. Let's start with a voicemail question on the Packers backfield.
Hey, Ballers. This is Celeste from Boston. I have Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, PPR. which one do I start after the bye? I lost this week because I started Jones, and Dylan just looks like he has more juice. Thanks, guys.
It is a question.
It is.
It is a real question because, I mean, Jason, you weren't on the Monday show, but A.J. Dillon has something unique that he brings this team, and they're a great team. And I think in part it's because of what he represents for their offense. I mean, where do you lean on this debate right now?
I lean on the Aaron Jones side, and I fully recognize that it's a legitimate debate. I don't think that, you know, Aaron Jones is the starter, A.J. Dillon's the backup, you can't even start A.J. Dillon, yada, yada. He has proven his value over the last month. A.J. Dillon has been awesome. That being said, obviously 2 weeks ago, Aaron Jones missed the game. He was gone due to injury, and A.J. Dillon was very admirable, serviceable in his stead. This last week, once Aaron Jones was surprisingly back, right? I mean, most people yes. thought he was going to not play that week. He rushed back. He got out there, and he was outplayed in that matchup, fantasy-wise and otherwise, by A.J. Dillon. But he was on a first game shockingly back from an injury. I still think that Aaron Jones is the main dude. History is on the side. And when, you know, the caller said it seems like the juice is with A.J. Dillon, I would say the juice is with both. I don't look at Aaron Jones and be like he's lost a step or he's not a good player. I think that the more opportunities will go to Aaron Jones following the bye week.
I am with you. I would play Jones.
Yeah, I chalk it up to the rushing back from injury, a perfectly placed bye week for rectifying that situation.
AJ in DC has a question for us. Now, if you're eating, I recommend you cease eating for a moment. It's gross. David Johnson against Indy or Alex Collins against San Francisco in a PPR league?
Whoa.
Now, I will go DJ for AJ in DC.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what that cadence was. It wasn't. And we didn't really mention it on Monday's show, but David Johnson got banged up in this game.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. I mean, I don't think he like left and never returned from an injury. He just, you saw it once the injury happened, he looked slower than current version of David Johnson. And so I don't know if that's being reported on. I'll be interested to see when their practice reports start coming out, if he's, you know, limited or in fact doesn't practice at all. But generally speaking, if David Johnson is going to play
limited
and Alex Collins is going to play, because of the PPR bump, David Johnson should give you 2 to 3 free points with a reception. So I'd go that way.
Oh, or 2 to 3 points
yeah,
on
man.
The day.
Man. What happened to Alex Collins?
Well, I would say what happened to the Seattle Seahawks.
Sure.
I mean, they're a team that they put up 15 points this last week. Just putrid. They could only muster 15 total points against the Washington football team.
To be
that
fair,
was
that
the best, the most points they've scored in over a month.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And I think maybe the Alex Collins reality is that he's Alex Collins as well.
He had
a little stretch of
He had juice once upon a time.
Yeah, not so recently.
Well, like last year, I thought he was okay.
I mean, in the last 5 weeks, 3 a carry on a 180 attempt pace. He had a 3 week stretch where he kind of looked okay. But I don't know. They're both bad options.
They are both really bad options. The one thing I will say is that David Johnson has the more difficult matchup. The Colts have been as tough a matchup for running backs as anyone. Now, I recognize that last week they were dominated by Leonard Fournette. They gave up 17 rushing touchdowns in 1 week. So on the season, now they look like they're a beatable defense, but that's a really difficult defense, and I don't see David Johnson do that. I lean Alex Collins, but I hope the waivers have been kind to you.
Yeah. I should probably put some claims in, huh?
No. What? No. You're good, man. Don't do that.
I already took L's players last week. So let's go to a voicemail question.
Hey, ballers. This is Freeman in Maine. Two quick questions. One, Hunter Renfroe or Tyler Lockett for the rest of the season? And the second question is, what is the action figure over Jason's left shoulder? Is it Ace Ventura or Andy Kaufman playing the bongos? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
That's Ace Ventura. Thank you.
And were the bongos the head of the miniature Kyler Murray that he thought
that.
He saw?
I could see that.
Perhaps.
Yeah, no, it's Jason is an illustrious Ace Ventura truther.
Yeah, I would broaden that, but Ace Ventura.
Jim Carrey.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the first part, or I guess that's the second part of the question. Easy answer. On the first part, much more difficult answer between Hunter Renfroe and Tyler Lockett.
And I think both answers are right in a way, because if you have a team that has a, let's just pretend this is your wide receiver two. If you have a very high variant wide receiver one,
sure,
with big weeks, small weeks, I would go Renfroe. I would
If your wide receiver one,
yes,
right now is Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes, I would go Renfroe. If I was, if I had a wide receiver one that was more like Deontay, I would go Lockett. Lockett still managed in this horror of offensive performances by, you know, Russ. He's, you know, 96 yards last week. He gets loose down the field.
Over the last four games, Tyler Lockett is back to averaging 5 for 94.
Yeah, he's
over
been
a four game stretch.
He's been very good. I've said, and I will continue to say, I will not under any circumstance start Russell Wilson until after he shows that he's back. But I do think he will get back. I tried to, I was talking to Brooks today about this is the window, if your dynasty trades are still open, which ours aren't, to try to get Russ. But I think I'm definitely willing to continue to start Tyler Lockett. And he would be my answer in a vacuum.
There is a world. I'm looking at the Seattle schedule, and it's like, you know, they're at home against San Francisco this week. Okay. Then they get Houston, right? So if there's ever a time to be back, it's in Houston. But do you know who they end this championship week? Russ Wilson, mm-hmm, at home, Detroit. And if we're like up, down until that point, what a dilemma that's going to be for players, because you could have a huge week. I mean, he has all of the, you know, when you have Metcalf and Lockett and those guys downfield against Detroit, there's a lot to like about that. Twitter question from Kali. Zach Ertz or Logan Thomas rest of season?
Oh. Oh, my.
I actually feel safer with Zach Ertz, and that comes from a higher amount of red zone opportunities for this player. I have more confidence in their offense to get into. I mean, the Cardinals' offense is dynamic. They're going to score more points over the rest of the year, and Ertz has been amazing.
Yeah, I have confidence in both of these players, which is rare at the tight end position, because you're just not confident in many. I think both will be good, but I agree with what you're saying. I would take the offense and the quarterback play of the Arizona Cardinals over Taylor Heinicke and the Washington football team.
Mike?
I think I would take Logan Thomas. Again, it wasn't a huge week. We talked about the touchdown. Zach Ertz, since his stint in Arizona, two great games, three meh games.
Only Kyler for one game.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so it's I lean the I'll take the more necessary player. It's a very fair argument. Offense over being a higher option in the wide receiver or in the targets, but like Hopkins is going to be back, and they will be back to full strength very soon, and we don't know exactly what that will shake out
Chase
for.
Chase Edmonds,
for Zach
too,
Ertz.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of players coming back for
and
Arizona.
And to speak to that side, McKissick, we don't know. I haven't heard an update on his injury.
The last thing I heard is that his agent proclaimed he was okay. So it could be a...
Okay.
It could be a short absence for something that looked real scary, but maybe it was just like a stinger, and so you...
And the agent is his doctor as well?
I don't know. I'm just passing along information that I have seen. There was Stefania Bell had reported that.
On Mike, I want to know this answer. It's very important that you give me a definitive yes or no.
That's what I'm here for.
Instagram question from Mark Timothy Evans says, will Saquon Barkley ever be elite again?
Oh, my. Will he ever be elite? It comes down to will they get a pocket passing quarterback?
That's exactly my thought as well.
Ha ha! Then it's a good thought because
I instantly went to the quarterback and thought to myself, "Can you get who's the next man up?" Gettleman's going to be gone too,
right? Yeah, it's going to be an overhaul here.
It's me.
Yeah, Dave's going to be
unemployed.
Sorry, Dave. You had a run. I won't say it's a good run, but you had a run, and he needs targets. Like it is a faster rebuild to his value to get a quarterback that will check it down to him over and over and over than it is for the New York Giants to completely rebuild their offensive line, because Saquon hits big plays, but if you don't have multiples of those in one game, then all you have is him running for like 2 to 3 yards per carry, and he needs the big splash play to counteract that.
Jason, this question comes from Rico on YouTube. It's an important one. How do I face my children and my wife knowing that I am absolutely garbage in fantasy football?
Oh, brother, that's tough. You don't do it with pride. That's
you move out.
I think you've got to stay at home. You've got to just, you know, put one foot in front of the other, and you just do that over and over and over. And then you're walking. And the thing is if you play long enough, you'll get lucky. So one of these years, you are going to be able to stand proud. Don't quit. Don't give up. Eventually, your opponents will all get injured, and you will win a championship. I'm sure of it, Rico.
So just one foot in front of the other. Don't abandon the family.
No, never give up. Never surrender.
That's pretty good, Al. You found that one,
thank
huh?
Thank you.
It's been a crazy year, especially for all of us, in fantasy football. If you had a pick in the top six or seven, I'm trying to pull up an ADP chart as fast as I can, but Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, Kamara, Zeke, Chubb. Like, if those were your first pick, it's been tough. It's been tough in the streets watching, Johnny Taylor have himself a year.
Yeah, I agree. Tim Allen, Jim Carrey.
Oh,
you
there
have
you
to,
go. There you go.
If I have to pick one, it would be Jim Carrey, but those are the two men who raised me.
Yeah, those were
and my pops.
But, and your father.
Yeah, I mean, he was there. But
your father,
which would you
or
rather?
Jim Carrey?
Oh, man, that is tough.
How many good movies has your father made?
Ooh.
Like good
comedies.
That is
a good question. Like nice
comedies. Yeah, not even one.
What a loser.
Yeah.
Now, is that answer the same if it is you have to pick one to raise you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You still go Jim Carrey?
I would still
you
go
want
Jim
that
Carrey.
Life?
Yeah.
I feel like Tim Allen's he was
oh,
made
he's
to
the
be
more
a dad.
Steady hand for sure. The more fatherly figure.
I mean, you get the eclectic Jim Carrey. You learn how to paint.
That's right. I mean, look, sometimes you're raised by wolves.
Oh my gosh. Jalen Waddle or Amari Cooper rest of the season? That Instagram question comes from Joshua.
Waddle. Waddle. Oh, Jason's up against it.
Well, no, I'm not up against it. It's Waddle, but I guess I haven't really like that. That is a great comparison to just see where both of these players are. Amari Cooper's been very disappointing. I still worry about, you know, first week back from COVID, which he missed two games already. For Cooper is, I think, a great player. I still think, you know, down the playoff run could absolutely win people championships. But you have been able to rely on Waddle so much over the, you know, since week six, he's been on a tear. He's been very consistent, would be on pace for over 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns, 121 reception, 17-game pace. So he is like, he's just so good as a rookie.
The situation is he is doing this without showing up in like I got a top 10 plays of Sunday. Like, there aren't, generally speaking, like, wow.
Until this past
that,
week.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
had he, the one he did, big breakaway.
What I'm saying,
yeah.
but which he ended up the wide receiver one. But before that, very, very solid for fantasy football, just not in the in a sensational, spectacular way. It's just steady.
Yeah,
they're done.
If you have not had Jalen Waddle, it very well might be under the radar. He is
yes.
currently the wide receiver 14 on the season. Granted, has not had his bye yet, but he's just been fantastic.
Can I ask you an Andy Holloway follow-up question?
No.
Oh, well, then,
all right. I'll
Let's
allow
shut
it.
It down. Jalen Waddle, DK Metcalf, rest of season.
I think I would take Jalen Waddle.
Oh, my gosh.
DK Metcalf obviously has the higher ceiling. If everything hits right for both players, it's Metcalf in a landslide. But the ceiling is not the only concern here.
Yeah.
Are we going to start getting some squeaky wheel situation for Metcalf? I mean, first 8 weeks was on pace for 1,232 yards and 17 touchdowns. Last 3 weeks on pace for 390 yards and no touchdowns.
I don't think it's a matter of demanding and asking for more targets. I think it's a matter of, can the quarterback get him the ball? There's a reason why Gerald Everett has been this dink and dunk king over the last 3 weeks. It's because that's where Russell can get the ball right now.
Are we going to get the end of season, this is how injured I was, Russell Wilson story?
Oh, 100%, because I watch all these news conferences. He's like, I am fine.
Unlimited.
I can do everything. You know, he's pushing through, being that good soldier. I can't wait for going into next year, having him talk about how bad it was.
Second surgery.
How much that affected his play. Because right now he's saying it's not. And later he will say it.
Couple of questions that aren't start-sit decisions, but still very important, Jason. Twitter question from Blankenstein. Can I have hashtag dinner butter at breakfast?
I highly recommend dinner butter for breakfast. I know it sounds like you can't because that would be breakfast butter. But if you have breakfast butter at butter at breakfast, it's just a worse
butter, breakfast. Butter, butter, butter.
So, yeah, I mean, for sure, 100%, I have dinner butter for all of my meals.
You can have dinner for breakfast.
Absolutely, breakfast for dinner.
Don't let the social construct tell you you can't have a cheeseburger in the morning. You do what you want to do.
Are you telling me I could have a glass of orange juice in the afternoon?
What? Absolutely.
Oh. Jason?
I mean, it's very acidic. I don't know if I recommend that.
Yeah, you're going to need
Not
some
before
Tums.
You sleep. Okay, you're opening up my world. This is a question from Instagram, Adam Charles. Mike, what is Jay Grizz's origin story?
Oh, the origin story of Jay Grizz. Well, a mama bear and a papa bear got together.
All righty. I remember it.
Yeah, I remember it. It was like Jason's first extended absence from the show. What I don't remember is where or what happened. I don't know if it was a illness or you had just a family vacation.
No, I think it was planned. I don't think it was an illness.
Yeah, we knew he was going to be out of town for a little bit.
Okay. Because
we were thinking about, like, you know, there's going to be an empty chair on the set.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I wanted to put something that was like a life-size cardboard cutout of something. And literally, I sent Mike a text and I was like, what do we go with here?
Yeah, we had Chris Farley from Tommy Boy was an option.
We had a really muscular guy in a swimming
yes.
trunks.
Yeah, but we didn't want to just replace Jason with Jason.
Right.
So we went with
and then we used to like pick an animal and
that's why his name Jay Grizz is because he was the stand-in for
yes.
me. But this is the first time that I think I've heard that you had the option of Tommy Boy from
yes.
I mean,
Chris Farley from Tommy Boy.
Are you? Why did you go with the bear?
It seemed
that would
more
have
outlandish.
Been awesome.
It seemed he was very a big presence.
Oh man, if Chris Farley was a part of this show,
yeah, that's true.
You guys made a mistake.
There might have been some licensing issues.
Who cares? You know,
you know,
nothing a little jail time can't fix.
Could have given him a mustache.
You know, Jay Grizz is listening, right, Jason? I want to watch himself.
I mean, that's a good point. But, you know, Chris Farley could be watching too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sure.
All right. An update for you. No sign of Antonio Brown during the portion of practice today. Let's get into the breakdown.
Thursday night breakdown.
You don't want to forget the breakdown.
No,
it's
never
at the end of the show, but you don't want to forget that it's there. You want to remember the breakdown. All right.
Well, here's the thing. At this point of the NFL season, I don't know what day of the week it is until Andy opens the show and says, hey, it's Wednesday. And I go, okay.
The show is your calendar.
Yes.
Yes. Dallas at 7-4, taking on the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. Saints are 5-6. DraftKings Sportsbook line has the Cowboys -4.5. Over-under is 47.5 in this one. So New Orleans is sliding. I mean, four straight losses. Dallas, not much better. Three out of the last four. They struggled against the AFC.
It's a get-right game for someone.
Yeah, well, I think part of that confidence comes with Dak getting his receiving options, at least some of them, back. He did piece together a good fantasy output at the end of last week, but it wasn't looking great. The offense has struggled without Lamb and Cooper. Lamb should be back for sure. Amari Cooper, his story is he didn't practice, and I think he's another player that today's practice report is going to pretty much tell the story, because
it's hard to see him playing, given the report that came out yesterday of him being still very symptomatic with a cough.
But still in the building.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that's a little strange. But I don't think he's going to be in the cardiovascular shape to play a football game.
Yeah, and the Saints are getting reinforcements as well. They'll get the right tackle back. You have Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram. Ingram seems 100% to play. Kamara was limited on Monday, Tuesday. There's always the chance that they have to give him one more week, but they're under 500 now, and it seems like they need to get him in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you look at what the Saints have gone through over the last month. It's just been a putrid slide into becoming a bad team. Like, you look at them now and you say they're one of the, you know, they're playing for a pick. But the reality is they've dealt with a massive amount of injuries. And if their offensive line is better, and if Alvin Kamara is back, and if Taysom Hill is there, there's no reason that this team can't rebound. They're not out of the running. And I think that they'll have a good showing on primetime. I expect a good game here. And if Alvin Kamara can get out there, that does enough for Taysom Hill, where I think Taysom would be a good start. Kamara is always going to be started. And that would only be good for the options on the other side of the ball. I think you could have, you know, this is a game right now, 47.5 point over under. So it's still leaning towards a slightly higher score. I think there's fear that both teams could not show up, but I think both teams show up.
Yeah, I don't.
No?
No, I don't. I think this New Orleans defense will do enough to slow down the running game and put it all on Dak, and I don't know. I'm worried. I'm afraid of the stinker, and maybe because of that, we'll get a great game. But, you know, you're not starting wide receivers for New Orleans, are you?
No.
With Taysom Hill back behind center, there's going to be probably less volume in general and no definitive number one.
Yeah, if I had to start one, it would be Traquan Smith, but you can't make me.
I won't try. And then Dak, I mean, you have confidence you're going to play Dak. You're going to play – are you going to play Zeke with confidence against the number four ranked rush defense over the last 6 weeks, number one on the year?
I mean
– I guess you –
Yes.
It was Zeke or Pollard. Let's say you have Pollard because you wanted to ensure Zeke. Are you actually playing Zeke over him?
I am going to wait for a little bit more of the news to come out, but yeah, I'll probably go with Zeke. That given the most recent thing is Zeke is practicing in full.
He has no idea what anyone's talking about with his injury.
Jerry Jones kind of being the puppet master here. I mean, Coach McCarthy's going to be out, right?
Correct.
Because McCarthy's on the COVID list as well. So maybe you get some calls from up above saying you will play Zeke.
From God?
Well, okay. That Jerry Jones may view himself in a certain light. But it's the defense for New Orleans is so baffling. The last 6 weeks, they are dead last against fantasy quarterbacks. They're 27th against fantasy wide receivers. It seems like they stop fantasy running backs because they can't stop fantasy wide receivers and quarterbacks.
I think maybe for some bigger picture analysis of the Zeke situation, all of the concern, all of the worry, all of the Pollard talk over the year, all of the injuries, all of the no Dak, he's the number 7 running back on the season. He's been inside the top 20 the last 4 weeks, including a top 10 performance. Like, he is not killing you by any stretch of the imagination. It's not as good as it was from weeks 2 through 5, but at the same time, you...
Okay, so let me ask this.
You have less of a chance of a really bad game to submarine your week on a Thursday with Zeke than Pollard.
You said he's been in the top 20. In this game, buy or sell, late show edition, top 15 for Ezekiel Elliott.
On the week?
On the week.
I'll sell it.
I would sell that as well.
Top 15, I would buy it.
Well, great.
Okay.
I need him to perform in a couple leagues.
I mean, you got,
thank you, Mike.
You got 4 teams on buy, right?
Yeah.
So, this makes it a little bit easier to get in the top 15.
Michael Gallup ended up 5 for 106. Now, it was a bad start. People were losing their minds over the fact that he wasn't showing up. And, there's a lot of talk about he may make himself a lot of money mm-hmm. if he can perform in this game. I don't know if he made himself any money, but he had an okay game. If Cooper is out, are you willing to look at Gallup as a flex this week? Opposite of CeeDee Lamb.
I'm willing to look at Gallup whether Cooper is there or not.
Third option?
I think so, because you could very well see Cooper having managed limited snaps. Mike's talking about the cardio level of him coming back from this.
Right.
I think that Gallup will be involved in this passing attack, and usually, the Saints, the wide receiver 2 and the second and third option against them is really where they give up the points. Obviously, you're going to start Lamb, but I think Gallup is a fine flex option this week, whether or not Amari Cooper plays.
And you have Cedric Wilson, who was...
Wilson.
He was a star last week. He hit on a bunch of big plays. He got banged up in that game. He did not practice on Tuesday, so you could have it. It could be Noah Brown, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb. So, if that's the case, I am going to play Gallup as a 2 with a decent amount of confidence.
Dalton Schultz?
Sure.
It's...
I think the doctor is a fine play. He wouldn't be my start of the week this week. It's not a perfect matchup for him, but he's been utilized enough, and I would be as confident in him. If you're talking him or Higbee, I would go with Dr. Schultz.
Well delivered. Take Thursday night players out of your flex. Don't forget to do that. And we want to thank Pristine Auction for supporting the show. There's a Stephon Diggs signed Bills logo football on auction right now, $31.50. That ends tonight. Use the code BALLERS.
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 For a $10 credit at pristineauction.com. Starts of the week. All the matchups. And probably no Suns talk.
We'll see.
On tomorrow's show.
We'll talk about it on Green Room tonight, though. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.